Christmas.
Hmm.
That's wonderful, Mr. Winner. Quite lovely.
Oh, horrid, you mean? It's making my ears bleed.
For your opinion, thank you, Mr. Pirate. Children, I want you to all work out your parts for the next two verses for the next rehearsal.
Absolutely. Music is such an essential part of children's education.
I wouldn't mind, but that's not music.
It's our local hymn. We can't change it.
I'll show you what real music's supposed to sound like.
Oh, well, blow me down. You're playing better every day, Sonny.
Yeah.
That music's really got a groove. If only our town anthem could sound something like that.
It would be less boring. Take up your instruments, Matilda. You sing. Come on, Max, blow. Horror music has no rules to it. Who cares about wrong notes?
Ow!
Bowl it out, Matt, and make the lyrics as down and dirty as possible.
We're buccaneers from Dull-on-Sea. Na 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 na, we never flee. We're scoundrels and we're proud to be. Na na na, scoundrels, and we're proud to be on land and out at sea. We're buccaneers from Dull-on-Sea. Come on and sing with me.
Come on, Miguel. That's wonderful.
Oh, well done.
Ah, lovely, Matilda. Very piratey.
I never would have thought I could do something like this.
And I never want to hear such an almighty din ever again.
That there was music, you deaf old turtle shell.
Oh. Do we have a new group in Dull-on-Sea? It's always a good thing to encourage children to play music, Miss Bevan. What?
If Mrs. Bevan hates it, it must be good.
Yeah, but if the police don't outlaw it, it must be too sobby.
I'll teach you how to shiver some timbers, don't you worry.
Grandpa's bellowed out so many ditties in his time, I can't think of a better captain for our group.
Maybe we could manage by ourselves.
All right. Grandpa, it is then.
Amateurs.
We're buccaneers from Dull-on-Sea. Na na na. We're buccaneers from Dull-on-Sea. Before a fight, we never flee.
Oh, very good. Hoist your sails. You're ready, sea urchins.
We're buccaneers from Dull-on-Sea. Down in dirty docks we hail. We drink our brine out of a pail. We fight to the last for liberty. We skirmish and we never lose. So with our hooks and cutlasses we fight our foes, and so it is. We're lethal like a kraken's kiss, down to our very toes.
Disturbance of the peace. Town regulation of the 5th of July, 1943.
Disturbance is what the group's meant for, you old squid.
This is outrageous. Can't you do something, officer?
They do have a point. I couldn't even hear the sound of my lawnmower while you were rehearsing.
And are the cannon shots really all that necessary?
So, why don't you see if you can go and play somewhere else, children?
He's right, you know. We should probably go and rehearse somewhere out of the way.
Yeah, we can find a place that's free and wild like us. Do you have any ideas?
The forest!
Wait for me!
Perfect! At last, now we can listen to some proper music.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We're buccaneers from Dallancey.
Officer, do something! Immediately!
Dallancey, get ready to be blasted by the buccaneer! Yay!
Oh! I've got Matilda's autograph!
We're buccaneers of Dallancey.
The only music tolerated in these parts is the Dallancey anthem.
Sung by yours truly.
But it's such a stupid song. We've written a much better one.
Yeah, we're not going to your rehearsals anymore.
Confiscated. From now on, playing an instrument of any kind anywhere in the town is strictly forbidden.
But that's oppression. Done with dictatorship.
So it's war you want then, you sunken old fossils?
You're not even the star of the group. Matilda is.
You can't chain down a pirate or a corsair with no care. It's stupid without music. Max, Alexia, Jim, it's your turn to sing. We're buccaneers from Dallancey.
Labour smell like eel manure, jellyfish with pedicures.
They're not the right lyrics. Or him supposed to talk about liberty.
That's tacky. Besides, just because you're the top of the class doesn't mean to say you're star of the group. You landlubbers don't know anything about music.
If you want to make music just to insult lubbers, you can do it without us.
You don't have an ounce of pirate attitude.
The pirate attitude is about reacting against stupid regulations. That's what I'm doing. Go on then. Play by yourself.
Whoa! Oh, not bad. Where are those blasted buccaneers of yours?
I've had enough. I'm branching off on my own.
The music group is like a ship's crew, my lad. You never give up on your mates. Do you hear me? Right, go and patch things up with them. Or you can find yourself a new captain.
If we can't play together anymore, we'll just have to go back and sing in the choir.
Your lyrics are brilliant, Matilda. And you all have the pirate attitude, unlike me. I was more stupid than a mast without sails.
There's no more group, Jim. We're nothing without instruments. We pirates never surrender, right?
Your souls of Dallancey. Virtuous and so brave. You're quite exemplary in every single way. Every single way.
We're buccaneers from Dallancey. We're full of pride. We've never believed in scandals, and we're proud to be on land without the sea. We're buccaneers from Dallancey. Come on and sing with me. We're scandals.
Come on, everyone. We can make music together.
We're buccaneers from Dallancey. We're full of pride. We've never believed in scandals, and we're proud to be on land without the sea. Yay!
Cease this frown.
Mrs. Bevan's got the pirate attitude.
Well, she has got a pirate's pipes, all right.
Yes! Bevan attitude! Get your bunny!
We're buccaneers from Dallon-sea. Before a fight, we never flee. We're scoundrels and we're proud to be on land and out at sea. We're buccaneers from Dallon-sea. Come on and sing with me. We're scoundrels and we're proud to be on land and out at sea.
Ha ha ha.